From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. California State University will not increase tuition for the 2018-2019 school year. This past November, CSU requested an additional $263 million. In January, Governor Brown's budget proposal included an increase of $92 million, which is $171 million less than the university system requested. Mendocino County Sheriff's Office deputies dispatched to a strange set of circumstances at Mendocino College on Thursday. Upon arrival, deputies contacted school administrators who wanted to report a concerning Facebook post appearing on a student's Facebook page. That student identified as Lyle Vincent. The Facebook posting contained the word "feeling sad" with an image of a semi-automatic pistol. School administrators advised Vincent's class schedule showed he was not scheduled for any classes on campus that day. Deputies found his unlocked maroon Dodge 2500 pickup truck in the parking lot stall in front of the main pedestrian path into campus. They did not find Vincent. They looked around quickly. When the search ended with negative results, they decided to lock down and evacuate the campus to ensure the safety of college staff, students, and visitors. Ultimately, they tracked him down at 8:40 at night. They found him in a residence on the 200 block of Vineyard Oaks Drive in Redwood Valley. Vincent was contacted, determined not to be an active threat. Vincent was, though, subsequently arrested on an unrelated incident for violation of a domestic violence restraining order and booked into the Mendocino County Jail. Sheriff's deputies, Child Welfare Services, and Hoopa Tribal Police officers went to a motel in Hoopa to conduct a welfare check on two children believed to be inside a motel room there. Upon arrival, deputies spotted outside in open air suspected heroin and hypodermic syringes. Deputies detained two adults on scene and obtained a search warrant. During a search of the motel room, deputies found about 8 grams of heroin, over 100 hypodermic syringes, numerous drug paraphernalia, and handgun ammunition. Placed under arrest, 33-year-old Justin McCovey of Hoopa. Also placed under arrest, 29-year-old Heather Combs of Eureka, both on various drug counts, both also charged with child endangerment. Humboldt State is honoring its outstanding faculty for the 2017-2018 school year. Robert Zellner in the Department of Chemistry is the Outstanding Professor Award recipient. Courtney Otto in the Department of Biological Sciences, the Excellence in Teaching Award recipient. And Julia Alderson, Department of Art, Outstanding Service Award. The Outstanding Service Award recipient. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.